Yirmiyah Perik Yud Tes Pasuk Vav Le'ilin Ishmas Betzal El Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. So Yirmiyah has been commanded to take officers and Kohanim, bring them to a potter where he is going to buy a bottle and then smash it in front of their eyes, and take them to the Gei Ben Hinnom, where the Jewish people had taken to idol worship of the worst sort, murdering and massacring and sacrificing their children to the Baal. Something God never told them to do, obviously. And thus, days will come, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this place will no longer be called Tofes or Gei Ben Hinnom, the Valley of Hinnom, Ki Im Gei HaHarega. It's going to be known instead as the Valley of Slaughter. Says Rabbi Breuer, this valley witnessed a terrible blindness in which they had stripped the soil of God of its God-ordained purpose. And they tore from their hearts the awareness of the one sole God, ruler of the world and giver of life, and instead symbolically offered the lives of their children to the sinister forces of nature. They had sacrificed their most precious possession, their human dignity, and this is the place where they will now find their graves. Zayin uvakosi es atzas Yehuda b'Yerushalayim b'makom hazeh. I will make empty the council of Yehuda and Yerushalayim in this place. Remember in the previous parak, Yirmiyah had been told by the scoffers and by his opponents, hey, we have plenty of wise men who have plenty of wise things to say. We don't need Yirmiyah. We can kill him. Well, I'm going to vacate that wisdom. I'm going to empty that council. V'hi paltim b'cherev lifnei oyveihem. And I will cause them to fall by the sword in front of their enemies, uviyad mevakshei nafsham, and in the hands of those who seek their lives. Lahavda, 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 and again, not to place blame, but think about that Nova Music Festival on Simchas Torah Shmini Atzeres, where they were celebrating the idea of a peaceful coexistence with the Palestinians of Gaza. This place is going to be a place of massacre. The children were given ideals of the rest of the world rather than Torah ideals. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that this place becomes Gei HaHarega. They're bringing groups to see it now, groups of Americans who come to have a moment of terror and silence to think about the horrible massacre done to people whose only crime was to want peace with the very people who murdered and massacred them. Again, so much of Yirmiyah speaks to us in the time period following October 7th, 2023. And Hashem says, I am going to give their bodies as food to the birds of the sky, to the beasts of the earth. So, people sacrifice their children as an ola to the Baal, and instead, their children's bodies are going to be feeding the beasts and the animals. What a waste. What a waste of life. Sacrifice their most precious possession, human dignity. They hoped in their mad folly, Rabbi Breuer also says, that the powers to whom they dedicated their lives would create happiness for them. All of those, they say, we want peace, peace with the Palestinians, peace with Hamas. We dedicated our lives to it. This is going to make us happy. And instead, you get the gruesome sight of death and all of the poor people. And the state is broken into 1,000 pieces. The bakbuk, that's broken. That's the Jewish leadership and society and civilization. I will make this city into a howling wasteland. Shama, destroyed. Shreka, maybe we would say shrieking. And everybody who passes by will be astonished. And they will howl or whistle. We see this in Eicha as well. At its ruins, at all of the plagues, at all of the destruction that they see in Gei Ben Hinnom. And by the way, the scary thing is that those who pass by Eretz Yisrael now do not whistle and moan at the death of so many innocent Jews at the hands of these terrorists. The one thing that's not coming true, and unfortunately, what does it say about us, that we don't even have people shaking their heads and going, oh, that's too bad. We have people saying, oh, well, you know, it didn't even happen, and then this is nonsense, and we don't believe it. Facts? What facts? The massacres? What massacres? The Hamas themselves filmed it and put it on the internet, and we still deny that it happened. So we have a step worse than Eicha right now, where people aren't even believing that it happened and don't show at least the sympathy to say, oy vey, isn't it terrible what happened to Eretz Yisrael? V'achaltim es b'sar b'neihem v'es b'sar b'noseichem. Now it's really frightening. You will eat the flesh of your sons and your daughters. V'ish b'sar reyehu yochelo, and each man will eat the flesh of his fellow man, of his neighbor. B'motzoru b'motzok. In the siege and the distress, this is right out of the Tochacha, asher yotziku lohem oyveihem umuvakshei nafsham, which their enemies, the distress which their enemies and those that seek their lives will afflict upon them. Is that not what happens as we watch the Nebuch, the children, the young people being consumed by this destruction, eating their flesh, notwithstanding the kind of literal image? But also, isn't that what we've done to the future if we continue to disregard what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in the name of whatever it may be? Peace? Coexistence? Indigenous rights because we are colonizers? Yud b'shavar toha bagbuk. And here it is. And you will smash the bottle. He says to Yirmiyahu, le'enehu anashim aluchim osach, with all, in front of all of the people, in front of the eyes of the people who are going with you, so they will understand exactly what this means, that you bought a bottle and you smashed the bottle. The meaning of the bottle, and Hashem already explained to him what the bottle stands for, what the bottle means, the civilization that's being destroyed in front of your eyes. Do tshuva, stop the churban.